This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh will have an interim city manager. The Common Council tonight is expected to name Assistant City Manager John Fitzpatrick as the interim. Current City Manager Mark Roloff is expected to leave City Hall soon and use his vacation time until his retirement date. You may remember last month the Common Council interviewed four finalists for the city manager's job. We should also get an update tonight on where that process stands. The council will also get an update tonight on the city's effort to alleviate possible flooding on 7th Street. Residents say a recent road project has resulted in them using their sump pumps 24/7. Now that the county has worked out their budget for 2025, property tax bills will be headed out from City Hall soon. County taxes are down this year. A $200,000 homeowner will spend $710 on county taxes. Congratulations to the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club CEO, Tracy Ogden. She's been named the state CEO of the year for the clubs. And longtime board member Dave Elbing has been named to the club's Hall of Fame. Page 2, the Oshkosh Fire Department's 26th annual Food and Toy Drive continues tonight on the west side of the city. Thursday will be the northwest side of the city. The drive wraps up early next week. Wisconsin's oldest resident has passed away. Ruth Stryzewski was 112 years old. She was living at Oshkosh's Parkview. You can now buy your tickets for the upcoming Air Venture 2025. Advanced tickets are being sold at eaa.org/tickets. T-shirts are also on sale. Air Venture 2025 is July 21st through the 25th. The State Department of Transportation will have a meeting tomorrow night on the Oregon-Jackson Bridge project that gets underway in 2028. And make plans to attend Thursday's Business After Hours at Venue 404 on Main Street. Chamber members are free. Non-members are $20. Business After Hours runs from 4:30 till 8:30. You can register right now at the Chamber website. We guarantee a good time. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd returns home on Wednesday for one of only two home games in December. They'll meet Motor City. Herd picked up their second win of the year last night. And it's a crosstown showdown tonight as Oshkosh North takes on Oshkosh West in boys basketball. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.